Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of In Ohio Country. Today, I'm Big Dan Wilson, and this week, our feature story is about Crop King up in Lodi, Ohio. We're going to be talking about hydroponics with our special guest host, Amanda Mangan, and the owner and proprietor, Paul Brettlinger from Crop King. We'll have that feature story and more this week in Ohio Country today. Kuhn Krauss offers a broad range of cultivation equipment that's designed to perform where proper seed beds are essential. An Apple Farm Service can hook you up with one that's right for your field. From primary, secondary, to high-speed tillage tools, Kuhn Krauss machines are designed to make your soil soft, your seed beds level, and break up soil compaction. Stop by your local Apple Farm Service today to learn which Kuhn Krauss machine is best for you, or go to applefarmservice.com/Krauss. Rodach and Midway Trailers are your source for Wilson Livestock Trailers. Reliable, lightweight, and durable, Wilson Livestock Trailers are your best value year after year. With attention to animal and operator safety, Wilson offers biosecurity and features more attuned to the needs and concerns of today's livestock haulers. Remember Rodach and Midway Trailers for sales and service of Wilson Livestock Trailers, with three locations to serve you in Delphus, St. Mary's, and Dayton. Hoban Inc., a family-owned business since 1958. Producers throughout Ohio and Indiana rely on Hoban Inc. for livestock feed and manure equipment, grain storage and handling systems, as well as animal confinement buildings, specialty projects, solar energy systems, and more. With an impressive stock of parts and trained service technicians ready to assist you 24/7. With two locations to serve you, Maria Stein, Ohio, and Milroy, Indiana. Check us out on the web at homeandinc.com. From generation to generation, farmers do their best to protect their land, livestock, and farm operations, but they can't do it alone. Celina Insurance Group has partnered with local ag professionals to do just that, offering the peace of mind needed to run a successful operation. Celina's products and coverages come from our firsthand experience and relationships with local agents. For total farm protection, come experience the Celina difference. Learn more at CelinaInsurance.com.
On a snowy winter day in Northeast Ohio, you can walk into a warm greenhouse and see fresh fruits and vegetables thriving. Crop King in Lodi is a family-owned business run by Paul Brettlinger. I caught up with him to discuss how controlled environment agriculture and hydroponics are impacting the industry.
So talk to me a little bit about Crop King and what all you offer the controlled agricultural industry.
Sure. So Crop King is a 42-year-old company that was, I'm second generation. It was started by my mom and dad. And our goal is to be as much of a one-stop, holistic approach solution provider to people who want to get involved in controlled environment agriculture. Our main focus has always been setting the small farmer up in a controlled environment agriculture situation with the goal of producing an income as a career. So that's what we've been focused on for the last 42 years. We have also a heavy focus on education, and so we're very involved with a lot of schools and universities. We're working currently with OSU and the Ohio Department of Education to come up with a career tech path specifically around controlled environment education that they can push out into the Ohio school systems to really just give kids another option as far as what they want to pursue from a career perspective. We're working very closely with the Medina County Career Center. They have some Crop King systems that they're educating kids on as well. But our goal is really to provide the support. You know, we've talked a little bit about the science involved in hydroponics and being able to understand what these plants need, when they need it, how to maintain the environment ideally for the plants. And while to us who have been in this space for four decades, it doesn't seem overly complicated, but when you aren't in the space and you haven't been in the space for 40 years, it can be a little more complicated and certainly daunting to someone who wants to get involved. And so that's always been Crop King's focus, is to kind of flatten out that learning curve and make it a more accessible industry for people. And we do that through offering our packages. We do that through offering our grower training workshops. And then we also do that through offering our ongoing support after the sale.
So to talk to about working within the school systems and focusing on the next generation of kids getting involved in agriculture and really seeing the STEM aspect to what you all offer and why it's so important.
Sure. I think if you talk to a lot of farmers today, one of the issues or concerns that they have is that the next generation isn't as excited about coming back to the family farm as they were maybe 40, 50 years ago. And when you introduce controlled environment ag, for lack of a better word, it's just a sexier option. And so it's really appealing to this generation, at least more so than maybe the traditional farming has been. And so we do see a lot of this generation getting excited about the fact that they can go and get an engineering degree and then apply that to farming, or they can go and get a robotics degree and apply that to farming, or a data analytics degree and apply that to farming, in addition to horticulture and biology and all the normal degrees that you might know could already be applied to agriculture. So we think that it's very important just for the overall ag space to continue to push controlled environment ag out as a mainstream option for growing. And I think that people agree, because you see universities across the country who are adding controlled environment ag specialties. Ohio State just opened up their very large, beautiful controlled environment ag space last year. They are offering university level degrees now in controlled environment agriculture. And as they do that, they see the need to continue to push this out into K through 12 as well. And so we're working closely with them to develop some different educational focused curriculum and programs to get kids involved in controlled environment agriculture. Problem-based learning, hands-on learning is so much more engaging for these kids. And so when you put a hydroponic system in the classroom and it's something that they can touch on a regular basis, and they can do math around it, they can do engineering around it, they can do science around it, it really just engages them way more than, here's your book, let's read the next chapter about science.
And it's relatively low maintenance for the teachers, which
right.
helps.
So, you know, Crop King's focus historically has been commercial growers. And so as we got involved with the schools, a couple of the issues that we recognized was they needed different size systems. And so we've got our desktop kit, which, you know, easily fits on a small table, or we have vertical systems that they can put out in their hallways. We're working with Tim McDermott down at OSU right now. They want to bring the raised bed garden from outside, which there's a huge raised bed gardening program in schools across Ohio. But when you look at our school year, there's only a handful of months at best that you can utilize that, because the majority of our school year is in the wintertime. And so if we can bring that raised bed garden inside in the form of a hydroponic system, then it allows us to do that all year round. And so we're designing a system specifically for them to start testing on bringing that inside.
And they can really see the plant go from seed to actual production, because some of those seasons are relatively short compared to, the kids aren't going to see the tomatoes necessarily. They're not going to see the strawberries necessarily based on when they start to plant them. So this gives them an opportunity to really see the whole process.
Right, to watch it come to fruition and, mm-hmm. and actually go from farm to fork in their classroom.
Mm-hmm. And it's so important to understand, too, that this really is a growing industry for all of agriculture.
Yeah, controlled environment agriculture is the fastest growing industry in Ohio right now. Which, if you look back in the 80s, Ohio was, I believe it was like the third largest greenhouse fresh produce producer in the United States. And one of the big reasons for that was affordable coal for heating. We obviously have a very cold season. Well, when coal came, kind of went out of favor, so did the Ohio greenhouse industry. Well, today we are experiencing very affordable natural gas in Ohio. Just it's one of the things that we have an abundance of here. And so you've started to see a lot of the very large controlled environment ag players locate here in Ohio, from Mucci's to Bright Farms, You know, we got Great Lakes Growers in Burton, Ohio. There's a number of these large-scale farmers who are producing in greenhouses year-round here in Ohio. So not only in Ohio, but across the country, I think you can see from the amount of investment that's been poured into this industry over the last decade, this is unquestionably a big part of our food supply chain, and it will continue to evolve over the next decade, but it's not going to go away.
And another really exciting aspect of what you all do is giving fresh local produce to the food banks. And these systems really provide an opportunity for food deserts across the country to get fresh produce into the hands of the people who need it, right?
Yeah, we think that that's really an amazing opportunity. So Crop King works with the Dayton Food Bank and Mid-Ohio Food Bank, specifically here in Ohio, both who have hydroponic systems and are growing some of their own produce. And when you think about how our food banks are purchasing food, it's with tax dollars. And so if we can grow some of that food cheaper than what they can purchase it for, then we're saving everybody in the state tax money. And so it's not just Ohio. We work with a number of food banks in some other states, but it's really something that I think we need to put more focus on from a food bank perspective. There are a couple of very large food bank organizations that I think should really spend some time and energy focusing on the economics of growing their own produce to supply. And it's not just that we can do it cheaper, but we can also then provide better, healthier, more nutritious food to the people who are in need of this to begin with.
And that's such an important aspect of providing these systems, again, because you extend the growing season and you can really tackle some of the issues that all folks in the agriculture community are facing with more extreme weather conditions, invasive species, diseases. There's so much that you can tackle at every level of the entire agricultural industry and the importance of getting that into people's homes.
Absolutely. And when it comes to the, you know, when you think about food banks, it's not just, their function is not just to provide food. They're a community resource based program, and they're doing a lot when it comes to workforce development, education, nutritional training. And so when they can start incorporating volunteers into these greenhouses and really help them understand the value of, hey, there's a career available to you as well. We've seen some really impressive things through some of these collaborations.
And good, healthy food, fresh, locally grown, it's so critical for everybody in the community, right? And to be able to get involved and see it grow and really be a part of it makes you more invested and makes you understand it more and makes you more excited about the ag industry in general, right?
Absolutely. I think, you know, when it comes down to just kids in classrooms, when they're growing it themselves, they are way more likely to eat it than if you just stick vegetables in front of them. But if you grow broccoli in a hydroponic system in the classroom, every one of those kids is going to try broccoli. Same with carrots, same with salads. When they're growing fresh lettuce in classrooms and then utilizing that in the cafeteria, there have been studies done to show that the number of salads that they go through goes up. Kids are just much more likely to eat something that they've been a part of than if they just don't know where their food comes from, which is still a lot of our population in the United States doesn't really understand where their food comes from.
And they don't understand all the difficulties involved in growing as well. What do you say to farmers who might be on the fence and think, maybe a hydroponic system is for me?
I think it's definitely something that they should consider. Now, there are a lot of variables that go into it, and it's not something that everybody should be doing. But I do think that it's daunting to a number of farmers when they think about, oh, that's too technical, or when you think of controlled environment, it just maybe doesn't sound like something that they understand. But that's the goal of Crop King, is to make it easier and more accessible to everybody. We've been facilitating people getting set up in controlled environment agriculture for over four decades. We have growers in all 50 states and 20 plus countries around the world that we support from a technical support perspective. And so when you're growing tomatoes in a Crop King greenhouse hydroponic system, we've answered the same questions that you're going to run into 100 times, and these are not new, unique questions. And so we can really help you flatten that curve out. So if it sounds daunting, what do I say? Come to a grower training workshop. meet our team, let us show you how we can help you be successful in this as a way to produce food.
And it can really be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. I think it's a blast. Now, I might be biased, but I very much enjoy it. When you can, you know, we just walked back over from the greenhouse. When you can spend time in a, you know, 75 degree greenhouse where there are fresh plants and strawberries and lettuce, and it's warm and comfortable, it's just way better than standing outside or being cooped up in the house on a 32 degree snowy day.
Definitely. And again, you all are working so hard to really innovate in this industry as well, and constantly working on new varieties, new ways to provide these systems and be leaders in the industry, really, right?
So with 42 years of experience, one of the things that we've learned is that collaboration is the best way to move the whole industry forward. And so Crop King works with a number of the companies in this industry, and we sell a number of products from different companies in this industry. And so especially when it comes to seeds and different varieties, we work with a lot of the big seed companies to do varietal testing here. So we've got probably 6 different varieties of tomatoes that we're growing out there. Some of them don't have names yet because they're still in the research phase of their development. We've got a handful of different lettuce varieties out there that we're growing, and then we're playing with some of the newer strawberry varieties as well. And so, yeah, we feel that that's a big part of who we are. And it's not really just so that we can help the seed companies. It's so that we're ahead of the curve to be able to tell our growers, here's the next best variety that you should be growing, and we've grown it, so we know what it's going to do in these different situations, and we can help you manage that crop through its life.
So what else do you think folks really need to understand about what you all do here and the controlled ag industry?
One of the things that I always want people to understand is that it is agriculture, right? So much hype in this space, as it's gotten a lot more attention over the last decade, has really focused on trying to sell it as, hey, this is an app. You can hang out at the beach and adjust your stuff, you know, adjust your different settings from your phone, show up once a week, harvest your product, and everybody's going to get rich. And that is definitely something that we try and demystify. Like, this is agriculture. You're still a farmer. I joke in our grower training workshops that if you become a grower after this workshop, this might be your last vacation that you take for a long time. You know, this is 7 days a week. You need to be checking these plants. They're living, breathing plants, and you have to pay attention to them. There's a pretty direct correlation between the amount of time you spend in your greenhouse and the success of your operation. So I guess one of the things that we want people to know is that it is still farming, and unless you're coming out of the dairy industry, you know, those guys definitely have it harder than most farmers do. But if you aren't a farmer, it might be a little bit of a difference of how you work. And so we would rather talk people out of it than talk people into it, just from the perspective of, we don't want failures out there. We want people who are interested in becoming farmers. This is not a get-rich-quick concept, right? You interview farmers all day long. People aren't in farming because they're trying to get rich. People are in farming because they want to do something that has a purpose, that they can feel good about, that they can pass on the experience to the next generation, teach their kids, involve their family in, make their land pay for what they want to do.
So what do you enjoy most about it?
Oh, man. So I grew up in the space, and to me, I love the innovation of it right now. You know, I've been involved in it my whole life. I'm 45 years old. Crop King is a 42-year-old company. So as long as I can remember, I've been around controlled environment agriculture. And so to be able to watch the evolution of this space go from something that was nascent and very, very niche to being mainstream, where you've got grocery stores saying, hey, we need more hydroponic, locally grown produce. To me, the innovation and the ability to continue to make this efficient and focus on unit economics and really help people be successful by focusing on the things that matter the most in it. That's probably what makes me most excited about it.
So what's next?
Well, so you saw we were doing some research on strawberries. I don't know if I want to say that's next, but we're certainly taking a look at that. I mentioned that on Monday we're going to install a mobile gully system here at Crop King that we've been developing for the past year. So we're pretty excited to see if we can't take some of this automation that you see in a lot of the very large scale farms around the world. If you go over to Holland and Belgium and some of the European countries where a 2-acre facility is relatively small, they're all using automation. Well, it's been difficult for a lot of the small growers to be able to afford implementing some of that automation. But if you look at almost any one of our farms, labor is going to be one of the top two or three expenses that they have to deal with. And so through taking some of that automation and making it available to small growers, we really hope to help make it more efficient and lower that unit economics. And again, our goal is to make successful farmers. So
what do people need to do if they want to find out more? Where can they go?
So first, I would say check out our website at cropking.com. You can find us on social media, Instagram, Facebook. We're dabbling on the TikTok space, but I wouldn't necessarily tell people to go rush out and check out our TikTok page. I would suggest that if you have an interest in this, whether from an educator's perspective or as a career choice, attend one of our grower training workshops. You can usually find us at many of the conferences. I'll be speaking out at Indoor AgCon in March. We'll be at the CEA Summit East in either September or October of this year. If you're an educator, we'll be holding a special educators workshop this summer that will count for professional development. But I think that, honestly, this is, as in most agriculture, it's very relationally driven. And so coming to meet us, checking us out, getting to know who would be supporting you and who you would be buying product from is one of the first steps that really helps.
And why do you think it's so important to be a part of the ag community in Ohio?
Well, whether it's the ag community in Ohio or the ag community in the United States or the ag community around the world, I think it's important because everybody eats, and that's not going to change. And so we have to continue to figure out how to provide food to everybody economically and food that has a high nutritional value. And I think that you can even see it top to bottom across all industries, especially in the healthcare industry. Food is medicine, and I think that that's a big part of what we need to focus on is producing good, high nutritional value food so that we can help keep people healthy longer.
And making it easily accessible.
Of course, yeah.
Anything else that you want to get out there for folks?
Get your kids involved in hydroponics and controlled environment agriculture. A decade from now, there's going to be a huge need for people who understand how to do this. And so I think that people who get involved now will be ahead of that curve.
And again, there are so many STEM opportunities in this industry, and there's so many ways to get involved and be a part of it. That's really exciting for all ages, right?
Oh, absolutely. Whether you're in kindergarten, it's definitely going to be a lot more teacher focused on doing these things, but getting them excited at that age level really plants a seed, no pun intended, to help them experience this throughout their life. And then one of the things that I think most people who come from a farming background understand is that agriculture gets in your blood. And if you understand it and you were exposed to it at an early age, you're much more likely to be involved in it as a career path when you get older. I don't know exactly why that is, but it's just such a wholesome, rewarding, fulfilling path that I think if you're exposed to it early, you kind of understand that more so than if you weren't exposed to it at a young age.
And you can see just how much goes into growing just one tomato or just one ear of corn and each of the plants that are consumed, right? It gives them really that understanding, that appreciation of all of the work that goes into it.
I'm sure that's a big part of it, is understanding the labor and what that requires from a love of agriculture in order to accomplish, day in, day out when you're trying to produce the food that this country eats.
Anything else?
Not that I can think of. I really appreciate the opportunity to get the message out there. I love to talk about what we do here. I love to talk about the team that we have here. And if you're interested, please give us a call. We'd love to talk to you about it.
Well, thank you again so much for taking the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming out.
In Lodi, I'm Amanda Mangan for In Ohio Country Today.
It's a humble idea. Use a biological process to turn a plant into a power source. From that idea came the first Poet Refinery. One biorefinery in one town turned into 27 facilities in 27 towns, creating new local jobs, producing hundreds of millions of gallons of ethanol, and providing renewable products around the world. Suddenly, that one little idea seems a whole lot bigger. See the world differently with Poet.
Your outdoor fun starts here at Dad's Toy Shop. See us today for all of your favorite remote control land, air, and watercraft, and so much more. Dad's Toy Shop in downtown Wapakoneta is your one-stop shop for all of your hobby needs. Meyer Manufacturing offers a wide variety of spreaders to make the best use of your manure. And Apple Farm Service can hook you up with the perfect spreader for you. With their unique rear discharge system, Meyer spreaders fill your fields and maximize your product while keeping you and your tractor clean. Stop by your local Apple Farm Service today to learn which Meyer spreader is best for you.
Hi, I'm Alan Davis. And here at Alan Davis Insurance, we strive to be your solutions provider. As a business owner and an active farmer, I know the challenges firsthand that you face to run your business and your farm. Give us a call, 419-738-7447 for your auto, home, life, farm, commercial, crop, and financial services. Or check us out on the web at allendavisinsurance.com.
Farmers Alliance, your area Beck's dealer, is a family-owned company dedicated to doing what's right by farmers, with a focus on providing localized service and as many choices as possible when it comes to crop inputs. And we offer those inputs at wholesale cost to our customers. In addition to products and inputs, Farmers Alliance is your go-to provider for custom applications. For more information or to place an order today, contact Farmers Alliance, your area Beck's dealer, at myfarmersalliance.com. That's going to do it for this week's edition of In Ohio Country Today. I'm Big Dan Wilson, and our radio program, our TV show, and our podcast are all designed to offer news and information about the agricultural industry here in the Buckeye State. We celebrate farming and farming families. And for more information, check us out on the web at inohiocountry.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and any of your favorite podcast stations. And once again, don't miss our award-winning TV show, seen weekly on a station near you. Once again, check us out on the web at inohiocountry.com. That's inohiocountry.com. Have a good day, everybody.